Zach Hansen joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hello.
Now, wait a second. I'm doing a head count here. We're missing one or two, aren't we?
Yeah, we're missing two. And, yeah, they really threw me under the bus this morning, didn't they?
Well...
Like, oh, yeah, you just do it. We gotta go do some sleeping. You know, I don't know.
I know.
I'm not sure why they're not here, but I hope it's important.
I think they're off making another Hansen baby, I think.
Oh, that's entirely possible.
You know, I see...
You know, the way we Hansens breed. Oh, there's another one.
You know, I have rabbits, and they don't even know what number... Well... You know...
yeah.
See?
There's a lot of Hansen babies.
It pays to join us on the show, or else we wouldn't talk about you like this, right?
Yes.
Because on that subject, yes. I did a rough estimation, and that the three Hansen brothers collectively, I'm just going to do the, carry the one, have 23 kids. Am I close?
You're close. You've multiplied it by about three.
Now, you do come from a large family in terms of siblings. Uh-huh. There's how many of you siblings?
Yeah, we come from a family with seven kids. So we're the oldest three of seven kids. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people are wanting to know, why is it only three in your group instead of more? Take me back to the beginning.
Well, it was mostly because when we started the group, I was six.
Right.
So we have a sister is the next one under me, and she was just too young to even know how to sing at that point. But the other thing, I don't know, we just all three connected, and it was not really about being brothers for us. It was just all we liked singing and heard 50s and 60s music, and just started memorizing it and singing together, and then writing our own stuff, and just kind of there was a natural bond between the three of us that made us all kind of work together and work through the good and the bad times, I guess. And I don't know, when you have something, you know, it wasn't about let's get a horn player so I'll have my little brother start playing horn too. So I guess that just never happened.
Now, how has your relationship changed over the years then? I mean, you can't just be family anymore. You have to be business people together. What's it been like to grow up with that?
So, yeah, you know, it is interesting because in a lot of ways, for many years, we've been kind of more than brothers because you've got to treat it in a slightly different way. I hear a lot of people ask me, you know, questions about, don't you guys fight, and don't you guys, you know, how do you make it through, you know, years and years of being a band together, working together? I could never work with my brother, you know, or my sister, or whatever. People say that, and I guess it's just, a big part of it is just this common thread of knowing that we've got to make it work to continue being a band. You know, we've got to keep working through the crap to get to the good parts. Because, you know, every relationship has its struggles, even brothers. You're right, it is, you switch back and forth between kind of the band and the brother dynamic to the business dynamic of every day, you know, in a conference room, trying to run the label that we run. I guess there's multiple sides to everyone's personalities. Maybe we should be instituted or something.
See, now, just the impression that I get, and this is, you know, from the last few minutes, I imagine them to be flakes.
Yeah, they're completely flaky. Everything relies on me.
You know, I'm getting the strangest looks, and I like, don't go Miley Cyrus on me. Don't disconnect the call. I'm teasing, okay? Everybody's like, what are you doing? It's a joke, everybody. Jeez.
Yeah, well, did Miley Cyrus hang up on you?
No, but she's done it to everybody else, so, you know, it's... But, you know, that's...
I think she just has a fear of dial tone or something.
Sometimes, maybe on the line, it is the dial tone and you think it's Miley. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding again. Jeez. You know, I want to ask you about that, though, because, again, I mean, I've got two older brothers as well, so I think it's interesting. Being the youngest of three kids, you know, my brothers were always picking on me. There was that, you know, joking, teasing, practical jokes. So tell me about, maybe you've matured now, so it's not... Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Something's happening.
Really funny, though.
I don't know what's going on now. Is that Miley trying to call in? No? All right.
Yeah, I think so. You know, being brothers, and there's always a little bit of that dynamic of teasing and then fighting a little bit. We never had it too bad. I think we were just close enough in age and doing enough of the same things that it kind of kept us from having as many kind of different social scenes that we, you know, I think we were playing music together. I mean, we were going to shows together. We were all into writing songs and doing that stuff. And in a lot of ways, because we were these really young kids who kind of had a job, you know, play video games, we were like, well, I got a gig in Stillwater, so maybe I can come over next week. I think that kind of pulled us together a little more than most people would have, where we had to rely on a better relationship between the three of us because there weren't a lot of people around us. And to be honest, there were some people who kind of did more than not understand us. They thought we were weird, you know, friends who you had, and then suddenly were like, dude, this is weird. You're doing the band thing. You should just go to school and, you know, chill out. So I think that kind of saved us from some of the weirdness that, or the fighting and traditional brother stuff that might have happened in a different scenario. And then I guess more than that, you know, once the band had real success, it was there were different reasons why we would have to stay close together, because then you had all these people wanting to, you know, wanting to be your friend now, wanting to do that, and you really had to rely more on the good relationships that you knew were genuine, which, you know, was the three of us as a big part. But, you know, at this point in our lives, and we're all married with kids and definitely have our own friends and own lives more than just the band. I mean, it's not just, you know, just sit in the studio and sleep on the studio couch every night. That happens sometimes.
I think that's where the other two are, you said, right?
Yeah, they're actually on the studio couch sleeping. I don't know how they both fit on that couch. It's not that big, but hey.
Well, now, see, you have grown up, and now you do. You mentioned you have your own families. How has that changed your music career?
It's mostly changed my sleeping cycle.
You're the one up at 10:30.
I normally don't see the day before the sun comes up, but that seems to be happening more and more. It definitely changes things. I mean, there's a lot of other factors you have to consider with everything you do, you know, and you can't just sacrifice everything for the band or for the gig or you really have to say, you know what, I got to make time for these other things that are more important. But it's also, I mean, it's a cool thing. Our wives and are so supportive of our music. I mean, they all have been fans of what we do for, we met them all at concerts, I could say.
Yeah.
So they really enjoy the music and support what we do, and that makes it better or easier to work long hours. And I think, strangely, all our kids, at least the ones that have started speaking, really enjoy, like, coming on the road, seeing concerts, and just kind of the lifestyle of the buses. They're like, oh, when are we going to get on the bus? When are we going to get on the road? So I guess they are primed to be musicians at some point in their life.
I'm sure they're not going to want cars. They're going to want bus passes when they get older.
Yes, exactly. They're just going to want buses. And they're like, you know, a bus costs like $500,000, right? I don't think... that's, you know, we were thinking more of one of those clunkers that the government's buying.
So now, as you've grown, though, has the style or the message of your music changed? I mean, you started out as kids, and now you're having kids. How is that reflected in the new music you make?
Well, you know, I think obviously as years go by and things change, I mean, it does affect your music. For us, I think we've always felt like we wrote stuff that was not necessarily just about where we were in life at that particular moment. But I do know that, you know, as you change and you experience different things, like, for instance, the last record was really influenced by a trip that we took to South Africa. So that stuff is definitely playing in. You can't help it. I mean, and you want to write that into your music. You want to use the real, genuine feelings that you're having in the songs you write. But we try to never be too blocked in by just things that we've experienced. You know, you want to make sure that you allow yourself to be creative. And every record does evolve and change. I mean, it's that's how you keep it fresh. That's how you keep enjoying it yourself. I mean, otherwise it'd be pretty boring to just do the same thing over and over again. So, you know, the new stuff is definitely still Hanson. I mean, you still hear, I think there's a signature way that we do harmonies and arrange our vocals particularly. There's a certain pop sensibility to the songs, but it's not that it's rough around the edges, but it relies, I think, more on just several key parts to really make each song feel and work the way it does.
We'll be sure to check it out. Well, the Hanson brother, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Send my best to the other guys.
I will. I'll wake them up right now.
Thank you very much. Take care.